Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, it's time to go check out one of the places. I go there most of the time to find something, but at the same time, I always try to wait and save the juicy stuff for my next guest. He is the editor-in-chief at The Truth About Guns. This is the weekly recap with The Truth About Guns, and this is Mr. Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, yes, sir.
What's been grabbing your attention this past week? Is it about the carrying of the guns or the politics, or what's it working out to be?
Well, it's a little of all that. We've got politicians trying to ban homemade guns and 3D printing and so-called ghost guns in Washington. We have some information coming out about the shooting in Pensacola Naval Air Station in December.
Right.
Surprising absolutely no one. We've got the last shooting range in the borough of Manhattan that is struggling to stay alive. And we've got just all kinds of information of things. And, of course, the McMichael shooting situation keeps burbling along and things keep keep coming out about that. Some of it relevant, some of it not so relevant. We shall see. There's a long way to go, and that case is going to be one to watch.
I saw something as we were coming on the air where apparently on Fox News they're now saying that the McMichaels pair and the guy that was following, I think his last name is Brian or something like that, they chased him for 4 minutes trying to intercept him. Now it's sort of I've heard a lot of people saying, well, why would he run if he had nothing to hide? Well, if a bunch of guys are chasing me with cars, I don't know that matters to me.
Yeah. I mean, do you really want to stay around and find out why they're chasing you? A couple of them were pretty prominently holding firearms, too. I don't know whether they're doing that in their cars or not, but I mean, they were clearly laying in wait for them where they were. From that video, he was running and came up upon the stopped pickup truck on the road. So I guess if that's accurate, I don't know. They obviously drove ahead and then waited for him to catch up to them. I don't know. I have a difficult time seeing how they justify their actions.
Right. There are plenty of people listening to me that think it was righteous on the McMichaels part. I don't quite get that. I know one thing. If I'm out there and I'm a concealed carrier, I know enough about what is going to happen if something bad goes wrong to not chase a perpetrator once the defense portion of it goes away.
I know
enough to do that.
Nothing that he's accused of justifies chasing him.
No.
Nothing that people are alleging that he did. The only thing that I've seen at all is walking into a construction site and looking around. I don't see, technically that's trespassing, but does that justify.
Well, the guy has lots of surveillance video of lots of people.
Right.
White and black, adult and child going in there. Yeah, lots of people going in there.
And he called the police in the past, too.
But and there's now word coming out that they sort of deputized McMichaels.
Deputize him. If you read the original Atlanta Journal-Constitution story on that, they said, I think they got tired of getting calls from this guy. They said, hey, your neighbor down the road, he's former law enforcement. Why don't you call him next time you have a problem? That's not exactly deputizing. That's some cops who don't really want to be bothered and send a cruiser by next time somebody trespasses the guy's construction site.
Yeah. So we're going to wait and see. Apparently, the prosecutors in this think enough of this case that they've moved it to a different place, and they're going to go full bore in on this. But every time I see a leak coming out in news, and I'd like your opinion on this, sometimes I wonder if it's a prosecution or the defense doing that to try to sway what people are thinking. In the national news, it makes no sense because, we're not going to be on the jury.
No, exactly right. And I guess I'm not smart enough to figure out the 3D strategy that either the prosecution or the defense is using to try and shape the narrative and any potential future jury pool. Have they moved for a change of venue? I have not seen that.
I think they've moved it outside of Brunswick County, but I don't know.
Did I?
Well, we'll see how it goes. We'll see how there's so many little twists on this one that I'm just going by what I see in the video, but I also know that there's a whole bunch of other stuff that's going to come to light before it's over with. I heard his defense attorneys the other day, and I guess they were making Arbery out to be like, Satan. All this stuff's going to come out about him and everything, but,
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
We'll see.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like the people who... We're representing Trayvon Martin, making him out to be an angel, of course, and had never done anything wrong in his life. That's the way these things go. It's all about getting your story out in the media first and shaping the narrative to the greatest extent possible.
I want you to know I saw this as we were coming to finally, on at thetruthaboutguns.com, there's this thing about what everybody's carrying, and somebody has finally done a carry piece the way I would do one, because this one is, what I'm carrying now, it depends. he looks at it, and I mean, that's the way I carry guns. I mean, it depends on a lot of things as to which one gun I carry.
Yeah, he put in quite a variety of guns there. I think he's got four there in his selection. Depends on the time of year, what he's wearing, where he's going. And I think a lot of us do that.
I do too. I mean, the one gun that I got to carry in the worst conditions when I needed to carry something the lightest I could get, the Glock 43.
Mm-hmm.
I never carry it. I never carry it. I rarely carry the Glock 26.
Yeah, I could never buy the 26 tube. Too blocky for me. I like the 43. I carried that for years and years.
Well, the 26, I have to have mag extensions on it for me to be able to. I'm not going to have. Hickok 45 has got hands that make my hand, if I shake his hand, everything disappears up to my elbow. But he carries the Glock 26 with no extensions at all.
Really? He is a big man. I met him in Indianapolis last year. He is a big boy.
Dude has got some hands. I guess he has some hand strength, too. Anyway, coming up on the first break, Dan is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. Of course, a very prolific aggregator of news. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. Yeah, whoever is actually carrying those guns, tell them that I know one person that is just like you.
I'll pass that on.
So, in Manhattan, they have a place called Pioneer Shooting Center, I guess. And
actually, Pioneer is in Mount Vernon, not far away. And
right.
I was talking to them over the weekend because they had just opened up their range, which is not really in compliance with Governor Cuomo's shutdown order. But they told me about the effort to keep the West Side Rifle and Pistol Range open. West Side is the one that's in Manhattan, and that is the only shooting range in the borough of Manhattan.
They're having trouble making their rent, huh?
Yeah, you can imagine how high the rents are on West 20th Street or anybody, just about any place in Manhattan. Like so many other businesses, restaurants, barbers, everything else, they've had absolutely no revenue coming in for months now, and they don't want to go under. Somebody set up a GoFundMe page for them to help them make their rent and keep them afloat until things reopen, although we don't know when that's going to be. America's worst mayor, Mayor de Blasio, said that's still months away. And of course, New York has been hit harder than just about anybody else. But West Side, I'm sure people like the mayor and others in the city of New York would like nothing more than to see that rifle range go away. But West Side has been there around for 56 years, and they're trying to keep their head above water, and we certainly hope they're able to do that.
Makes me wonder about a lot of these businesses that are quite, one of a kind wherever they are, and the fact that they're dangling so precariously over this abyss, and at the same time, all of these mayors and governors don't seem to really care because they seem sort of like they're just, this is what we're going to do, and, if you guys don't like that, well, I guess that's sort of tough.
Yeah, exactly. There's a delicate balance between safety, quote unquote, based on the virus and its communicability, and the economic devastation that's gone on from this, and how much longer people can hold on. People lost their jobs. Businesses are going to be closing that will never open again. I heard a figure over the weekend. It's 125,000. It may have been restaurants that will never open again. I can't remember. I mean, the restaurant business is tough anyway. Something like a third of them go in the best times went
right
under in the first couple or 3 years anyway. And it's always been a very, very high wire to walk in the restaurant business. And you throw in something like this where, okay, now they haven't had any revenue for 60 or almost not going on 90 days. And then when they do open, they can only have, depending on where, different cities and states are having different requirements, they can only have 25% of their seats filled, 50% of their seats filled to maintain social distancing. I don't know how they're going to do it. I just don't know how the math works because they work on such razor thin margins.
Well, I mean, in most cases, I think that anybody would actually start a business like this would be because they don't expect for it to be shut down by the zombie apocalypse. As much as everybody prepares for that and everything, they're not expecting that. So when it does finally come, that I guess that is where it really demonstrates just exactly how razor thin that margin actually turns out to be, which is it's
right. And it's not even just little operations like that too. Look at the as an example. Look at the XFL. You know, Vince McMahon's operation to try to. They were having a pretty good season. McMahon's a billionaire. You would think they would be extremely well financed, but 2 months out, and they shut the whole thing down and declared bankruptcy. And that thing was basically financed on a pretty thin amount of cash flow. And it wasn't. I mean, he didn't throw a ton of money into this. There's all kinds of businesses that operate that way. Based on debt, based on thin margins, based on tight cash flows, and a serious, just about any kind of disruption can be deadly, let alone one that lasts for months and months and has no sure end in sight.
I think with McMahon, when he probably got out there, whatever line of credit that he got, probably had to do... with the fact that he's the head of the WWE, I would imagine, but he didn't put his own money into that. No business owner in his right mind would do that, I don't think.
I don't know. I wouldn't lend to him if he wasn't going to put some cash in. I'd certainly want him to have some skin in the game, and maybe guarantee the debt as well. So I have no idea what the financing terms were on that thing, but I think it's. Surprised a lot of people how quickly he shut the whole thing down, and then what the bankruptcy filings have shown in terms of how much money was actually keeping that thing afloat.
Right. When we get back, coming up on the next break, and when we get back, we are going. I want to talk about this. I want to talk about, and I know it's a relatively short article, but I find the subject fascinating. I want to talk about whoever this Cohen is person that's saying, it's time for the left to gun up to even things up. That just tickled me just thinking about it. You can find this at the top page of thetruthaboutguns.com. Dan Zimmerman, of course, is the editor-in-chief. So this one has only been up there for just a little itty-bitty bit, and it is already at 132 comments. It's flaming. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Opening the Senate on Monday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is calling the more than $3 trillion bill passed by the Democratic-controlled House last week nothing but a liberal wish list.
In the 2 months that House Democrats spent away from their duty stations, they seemingly gave themselves just one assignment. Draft an enormous, enormous political messaging bill and brand it as coronavirus relief.
President Trump is citing tremendous progress in the development of a coronavirus vaccine and a possible treatment or cure.
This was some big announcements are coming and have just come out.
Stocks are soaring on Wall Street as investors cheer that potential coronavirus vaccine. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 912 points to finish the day at 24,597. You're listening to USA Radio News. At a time when more and more Americans are in need of assistance, but fewer are in a financial position to provide it, Gallup finds a new low in the percentage of Americans reporting they donated money to charity. Jeff Jones is a managing editor with Gallup. He tells USA Radio News.
In prior years, polling Gallup usually found more than 80% of U.S. adults saying they donated money to a religious or other type of charity in the past year, except for 2009, during the worst economy since the Great Depression when it dipped to 79%. While the full economic toll of the coronavirus situation has yet to be realized, it may surpass that of the Great Recession, if not the Great Depression.
Home builder sentiment is rebounding slightly in May. The National Association of Home Builders said today confidence in the market for new single-family homes rose 7 points this month. Sentiment plunged more than 40 points in April as the coronavirus pandemic shut down much of the economy. More news can always be found at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief at TheTruthAboutGuns.com. And let's talk about this guy. Who is the Cohen cat? Who are we talking about here?
Oh, it's Roger Cohen, who's a Times contributor, New York Times. He's written for them for, I don't know, a decade or so, and he fits in well with the New York Times view of the world and guns and everything else. Anyway, he recounted a conversation he had with one of his neighbors saying that it's time for liberals to gun up. And he said that the other side is armed and the crazy red staters would stop at nothing. You know, what are we going to tell our grandchildren someday if these fascists, right wingers take over the country, abolish elections, and we lose America. And he said, you know, well, that's all crazy, of course. You know, we've got checks and balances, and we'll all be fine. And then he goes on to recount all the perceived transgressions and horrors that President Trump has created in the past 3 years. And apparently, maybe he's aware of FEMA camps that we're not aware of, where he's interring Americans. So, I don't know. Cohen is subject to fever dreams that I can't conceive of. But he recounts all of the transgressions and the horrors of the Trump presidency. And basically at the end, he says, look, so much for all these checks and balances that I was thinking of, you know, if you prefer to think of gun up as, you know, get real, get tough, get registered, and vote Trump out, okay, he said, but you may want to go down to the range anyway. So, look, guns are for everybody. If left-wingers want to buy guns and avail themselves of their Second Amendment freedom, I'm all for that. I don't care what your point of view is, as long as you are law-abiding and do it the way we're all supposed to do it, I'm fine with that. If you're crazy enough to think that you need to buy a gun because Trump is going to invalidate the Constitution and cancel the November election and install himself as president for life, okay. If that's what you believe, you know, I can't help you. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a psychiatrist. I don't have a supply of lithium or anything that can help you through that kind of a crisis. But if you can manage to fill out a 4473 and pass a background check, you've got every right to buy a gun, just like I do. So please go right ahead.
One thing that troubles me is he's like the other side. The other side has guns. So, therefore, we must have guns to even this up. Now, first things first, has Joe Biden put out a statement about this particular thing? Because, you know, according to him, we only need a shotgun.
That's what Joe says. I've not seen a statement from Joe. Of course, I haven't read anything much that's been really particularly coherent at all from Joe lately.
No.
I haven't heard anything from Joe on the subject. Although Joe just seems to be tilting further and further leftward on just about every
How does Eric Swalwell feel about the leftists gunning up?
Well, we know how Eric feels about anybody gunning up. He's against it, and
he's against the leftists. I mean,
well, you know, double standards are convenient because if you have two standards, it makes it nice because you can always pick from one or the other. So he may have a different standard for the left than he does for the right. He may not want to nuke leftist gun owners so the way he's threatened to nuke right-wing gun owners. But no, nobody's heard much from Representative Swalwell since he embarrassed himself in video and pretty much washed out of the presidential race. Thank goodness.
Right. I just find that interesting. Now, this is a New York guy. Does he believe what all the other leftists believe about it's easy to get a gun, you can order it on the internet, it's, you know, does he believe any of that stuff? He doesn't sound like he's gone out and tried to buy one.
He doesn't go into that kind of detail, but, I mean, he writes, you know, he talks about, you know, his friends and no wonder Republicans are laughing at us. The billionaire politicians have complete control, no oversight. Most of their constituents are armed, some heavily and ready to defend them. Roll over and die. What the hell? Time to even things up to save the country. Hopefully guns will always be a deterrent, but they may be our last hope to save the country. Time to gun up, liberals. I don't know which billionaires he's talking about. Yes. Trump is reportedly a billionaire, but all the billionaires I know seem to be big backers of the left. I can't think of many prominent billionaires who are big funders of the right. Michael Bloomberg, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, they're all big funders of the Democrats. Side of the equation, Tom Steyer. I mean, there's no end of the old formulation doesn't hold anymore. It used to be that, you know, Republicans were billionaire fat cats and, you know, smoke cigars and drop their ashes on the little people who are working for them.
Right.
That has all flipped itself on its head in the last generation. And all the billionaires and all the tech moguls and everybody with eight-figure incomes, they all seem to be on the left. And the right side seems to be more the party of the working people these days. It's funny how that's all changed.
Yeah, especially the anti-gun part of it. You know, I've seen pictures of Kennedy checking out AR-15s before when he was in office. I mean, they've fallen quite a ways away. They have fallen quite a ways away from what I don't refer to them as Democrats anymore. They're socialists. They can call themselves Democrats all they want to. I mean, even the Pelosi and his kowtowing now to AOC, and I don't even know if AOC is going to get reelected. It's being that way is awful hard. It's a hard sell. It's a very hard sell. I'll give you. When we get back, I'm going to recount something to you. I'd like to get your opinion on that. But it's a very hard sell to get out there and push all of these crazy positions that they push all the time. And the things they say, it's the same thing. Everything they say about everything is the same thing. If it's about tax cuts, it's giving money back to millionaires. If it's guns, well, you can buy a gun easier than you can buy a book, all that stuff. But, hey, you hang on for me. All this stuff that I'm complaining about and venting about, you can find at thetruthaboutguns.com. They do it all day, every day. They actually put out more information per day than I do in a three-hour radio show when it comes to the world of guns. And I'm doing 12 different topics if I can. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bill Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. And I have been speaking for the last little bit with Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief from The Truth About Guns. I want to ask you a question. And I take this fairly seriously. Because I look at a lot of conservative websites in addition to a lot of gun websites. And it seems to me that the gun news websites, the gun news aggregators, or in your case, most of the news that you guys are putting up on the website is actually news that you guys produce, unless you might reprint something on the Blue Moon. But most of the stuff that I see is stuff that you got that is indigenous to thetruthaboutguns.com. It seems like to me that the biggest problem today in news media is that regular news media is just conceptual, and we have to be quite detailed and quite statistically driven and all these other things. And, what do you think?
How do you mean conceptual?
Well, I mean, it's one thing for a conservative talker, a conservative writer to get out there. Now, conservative writers are a little bit better, I think, sometimes. But, you know, getting out there and saying, I like small government, I like this, I like that, I like the other, I can't tell you how many people I've walked to. Here locally, I know a couple of hosts, and they'll be like, I'm for the Second Amendment. I'll be like, really? Why? And they'll be like, huh? See what I'm saying?
Yeah, so you're saying that they take positions for which they have no basis?
I think they sort of feel something inside of them that it just feels right, right? Mm-hmm. You know? Instinctively, they feel good about it. But at the same time, I just fail to see any evidence that they actually know certain things. Like, I've been interviewed J.D. Hayworth. I think he was on Newsmax. He was asking me something, and I put out the thing where 50% of all crime occurs in 2% of the counties, right?
Right.
And they were stunned by that. Really? Really? I said, you know, the other thing I pointed out was that, you know, there's more people beat to death by being kicked to death, punched to death per year than are shot by any kind of rifle at all ever per year. And they were stunned by that, too. And, I mean, the fact that you're out there and you're hawking this and you're looking at these anti-gunners come up and everything, it just makes me wonder, since we occupy such a very narrow niche, if they were actually a little more, you know, informed of what is actually a thing as far as stats and everything is concerned, that it might be a little bit different out here.
Well, that's true. You know, one thing that drives people who read my side and similar sites crazy is how evident it is that people in the mainstream corporate media who write about guns and gun laws and all that know absolutely nothing about them. It drives them crazy. What they should ask themselves is, what do you think that means in terms of when they write about other subjects, when they write about the coronavirus, when they write about tax law, when they write about the stock market? They don't know anything. Most of them don't know anything about that either. All they know is what their convenient sources tell them. When they decide, you know, they know that, because like you say, it feels right that they should be able for more gun control, more restrictions on average people walking around carrying firearms.
Sure.
So when it's time to write an article about guns, who do they call first? Moms Demand Action, Brady, Giffords, that's knee jerk. And then they were taught in journalism school that they've got to balance that out. So at the very end, you know, the second to last paragraph, they'll include one quote from an ostensibly pro-gun source, countering the general overall tone of the article or whatever their topic is. But it's just it's more of a to be sure paragraph. So they can check all the boxes and say, hey, we presented both sides. There you go. Where 90% of it's going to be, you know, going one, you know, anti-gun. But again, you've got to think about what the implications are, for everything else that reporter writes. He probably doesn't know what else the next topic that he's assigned to write about. He probably doesn't know any more about that topic either.
Right. This is the thing. Have you ever noticed how the anti-gunners all have the same talking points, and it doesn't matter where they are? It's like they have some sort of a script somewhere, some sort of a master pamphlet that, and probably Bloomberg put one out. I'm not sure, but it doesn't matter. They're all working under the same thing, and even a conservative website will have a point counterpoint. And that to me, especially the way some of this stuff, I've been on shows before where there's me and then there's four other anti-gunners on there. So there's me and four anti-gunners. And this is balance. This is balance. And this is one reason I don't do that kind of stuff anymore, because it's, you know, it's pretty stupid, because I've got a whole choir of people going, oh, my God. You know.
You see that all the time. And to be fair, you see that on Fox, too. If you ever watch The Five or something like that, you've got Juan Williams and you've got, what, three or four other four people on the other side.
Right.
That's just the way the media works now. And it's one of the reasons why the media is held in such low regard. And nobody trusts it anymore. You know, they're transparent in their viewpoints and in the narratives that they're trying to push, nobody believes the protestations anymore. That they're just trying to present the facts down the middle and let the viewer decide.
Right. I don't believe that anymore either.
No.
They've lost me for the most part on Fox, because I'm not interested in the jump ball. I mean, give me the facts, whether they're good or bad. And I've said this many times. If the data indicated that guns did cause crime, if the data meant that the voices came out and made me go do bad things with guns, I would give them up. I'm not down for that.
Yeah, but, I don't know that I'd give them up, but I would be interested in seeing that data and seeing. No, is
well,
that a truly objective study? And you know, how did they arrive at that information?
If it was a John Lott study. That's what I'm saying. If John Lott came out with that study, I would believe it because I hold him in a very high regard, and I would take a real hard look at it. But I go where the data is, and the data indicates that armed people with guns, armed citizens with guns, are actually a boon to society, and at the same time, it's also, I have no doubt what would happen if they disarmed us all the way. If they could make all the guns go away just like Thanos does with that snap of the fingers. Yeah, I know exactly where that goes. Got no problems. I know exactly where that goes. And so I'm just not part of that. But in any event, I just as soon have a news organization get out there. They could be dull as dirt and just put out the facts and I'll read them or I'll look at them or I'll listen to them. And thanks. That's all I wanted was the facts. I don't want any sort of spins put on the ball. Throw me a knuckleball, I'll figure out how to catch it.
I agree, and that information's out there because people like anti-gun people like Garen Winchester and Daniel Webster have both come up with their own data showing that background checks don't work, assault weapon bans don't work, and somehow that information doesn't make the front page of the New York Times.
Yeah, we're running out of time. We're running out of time, and I'm going to have to let you have the last word on that. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Thanks for having me, sir. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Truthaboutguns.com. That's where Dan's at. Check him out. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.